Wednesday afternoon, time for our bi-monthly conversation with MIBiz senior writer Mark Sanchez. I got to ask you about this. Ban the ban. What's this all about?
This is about some legislation in Lansing telling local communities you cannot enact local zoning ordinance to control short-term rentals. Let's set the stage for this. You have a lot of folks over where I live on the lakeshore. You have a lot of folks with homes over here, and they like to rent them out to generate a second income. They rent them for a weekend, rent them for a week. Nobody's really against that, except, of course, you get the situation where the owner, who's not there, rents out that house for the week or weekend to the local frat boys, who cause a bit of a disruption to the neighbors. So you're seeing local communities just enact some zoning ordinances to regulate these short-term rentals. And the short-term rentals are gaining in popularity because more people are using these mobile apps such as Airbnb to book a beach weekend or a beach week. So it's created an issue where what is, and it's kind of this age-old, old-world issue, isn't it, Patrick, of what is proper regulation? Should we regulate it? Who should do the regulation? And, again, whether it should even occur. So some local communities have been enacting regulations and zoning ordinance to kind of regulate these short-term rentals. And there's some legislation now pushed. Michigan Association of Realtors fully supports it. Michigan Municipal League does not. That's the group that represents cities in Lansing. And so it's an issue of who should actually do the regulation. The proposal in the legislature would basically ban and prohibit local communities from doing these ordinances and give that power to the state. The cities across the state are, of course, saying, no, we prefer local control. And that's what the issues become, whether it's a state control or local control. But bottom line, it's basically, and I know a few folks who have these homes, and they do very well for themselves, and they show courtesy to their neighbors and make sure their tenants or their short-term renters aren't causing problems. I've known some other folks who live next door to some of these short-term rental properties that it's a problem. It's a disruption on the neighborhood.
Well, I can tell you that this is one of our family traditions. My father-in-law, he does the weekly rental somewhere in the state. He finds a lake, and we all go as a family to enjoy time together. But we started noticing this a couple of years ago where the ordinances were starting to creep in some of our favorite places. This seems to be a few bad apples ruining it for everyone.
Yeah, you'd have to agree with that. And remember, laws are not made for people who behave themselves, right? Laws are made for the people who don't behave themselves. So that's a great point, and it could very well be the case. But what this issue's really become is states' rights versus the local city, the local communities, and their authority to do the regulation if they wish. Where should that power lie?
And how much of this, though, is it the homeowner or the renter and their responsibility to maybe do a little more homework before renting out their properties?
I don't think anybody's going to disagree with that aspect. Again, I know a few folks who own some homes here around town, close to downtown on the waterfront, and that's exactly what they do, is they make sure they're renting to people who are not going to come in for the week or the weekend and cause some disruption for the neighbors. They want to be a good neighbor. So they try to be responsible. But again, I can tell you a few stories about folks who are not, and you get that disruption in the neighborhood, or it starts spreading too far and it gets to be too big of an issue. That's where your local communities are beginning to step in around the state and saying, no, we need to put some rules down to mitigate that disruption.
So as you can tell, I'm neutral on this. It's interesting to follow, though, because I do love really the storyline there of state and local and who should make the decision. So I'm sure we'll be keeping an eye on this in Lansing and, of course, in all of our communities here across West Michigan. Something everyone has been keeping an eye on is health insurance. The debate continues on in this country, but, of course, nothing is really settled. And so for small businesses, they, too, are dealing with this issue.
Yeah, you know, it's like, first we can agree, we all pay way too much for health coverage in America. For 30 years, 25, 30 years, these healthcare costs have been going up at pretty significant rates. And there's been a lot of attention this year on the individual market. The government, the Trump administration, is no longer providing those cost-sharing payments to the health insurance companies. So those individual rates are going up at double digits, on average, I think 17% here in Michigan this year, or more in some cases. Underneath that, that has not gotten near as much attention, is the small group market. These are basically 50 and under companies, 50 and under employees. And that market is actually doing pretty good right now. There's been a lot of things occurring, and the average rate increases are relatively small compared to the individual market, at least. But the increases this year are moderate in that small group market. You're looking at about a 4% average increase. Obviously, each individual company's rates are going to fluctuate and vary from that average. But it's about an average 4% increase statewide for the small group market. And I'll correct myself, that compares to a nearly 27% increase for 2018 policies in the individual market. So bottom line, you have some stability here in the small group market in Michigan, and small employers can plan maybe a little better, and they're not getting hit and crushed nearly as much year to year when they go through this open renewal process that we're in right now for health coverage for the next year.
As you know, how long will this last? Nobody really knows.
Nobody really knows. Who knows what's going to happen to the Affordable Care Act and coverage mandates and issue guarantee and all of those things. When I talked to some folks and the gentleman from Blue Cross Blue Shield, Jeff Conley, he explained that, before the ACA, Blue Cross Blue Shield in Michigan had to take everybody who sought insurance coverage. It was the only insurer of last resort. Now every health plan, health insurer must have, take everybody who seeks coverage under the issue guarantee. So that's kind of, in his words, level the playing field, and that's allowed Blue Cross to moderate things. But you have other things. You have value-based contracting where hospitals and doctors are paid for the quality and the outcome of the care they provide, not the volume. That's helped mitigate things. You have more companies doing wellness. That's helped keep people a little healthier. So you have a lot of issues kind of coming together here that's led to some moderation in the small group market. Everybody hopes it continues, but just like anything in life, there's not a whole lot of guarantees.
Well, another market you like to track, that's the mergers and acquisitions market, and there's a new survey out that shows some pretty strong growth.
Yeah, this comes to us from Dykema, the law firm based out of Chicago, has a local office here in Grand Rapids as well as in Detroit. Mergers and acquisitions have been a pretty hot market for the last few years, or at least a pretty strong market, everybody tells us. And boy, the folks responding to this survey say that's going to continue. In fact, they're a little more optimistic. These are CEOs, CFOs, business brokers, folks who work in the M&A world. And they're predicting a little stronger market in 2018. A few more than a year ago are optimistic going into next year. And interestingly enough, we've talked about private equity here, and there's a lot of private equity firms in the market wanting to buy. And they're beginning to go down market. They're willing to look at smaller companies. Instead of buying that $100 million company, they'll buy that $50 to $25 or $20 million company. So there's a lot of activity going on right now. How long it will last? Well, the predictions are at least through 2018 and as long as the economy stays in good shape. So if you're a business owner out there and you're looking to exit, you're hitting retirement age or you're close to it and you want to take that cash off the table, it's still a good market for you to come to market and exit the business and put it up for sale.
Are there any truly strong sectors that stand out in the marketplace?
They're saying that automotive supplies, quite strong. You're seeing a lot of activity in healthcare, see a lot of activity in distribution. Those are kind of a few of them that you're seeing quite a bit.
MIBiz senior writer Mark Sanchez, thank you so much.
You're welcome, and talk to you again in 2 weeks.